Houston's Eagle, your shot at Rod Stewart tickets coming up here in about 10 minutes. We'll play Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy. He had a horrible dining experience. He filled out a comment card, which is supposed to be anonymous, but I'm going to call as the manager who traced him down, and I'm going to make it worse.
Hello.
Hi, is this James?
Yes, this is James. Who's this?
Hi, this is Joe Hicketts. I'm the manager at Seafood Restaurant. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. I'm just following up because I noticed you dined with us recently and you filled out a comment card and it looks like you were rather unhappy. So I wanted to call and see if I can help out the situation.
Aren't those comment cards anonymous?
Well, they are generally, but I have your name from the credit card and I just matched it up. And I wanted to call and see what the problem was.
It's kind of weird. I mean, you probably shouldn't be taking people's names from the credit cards.
Well, now that I have you on the phone, we'd like to get you back again. Can you tell me what happened? What went wrong?
Yeah, a lot went wrong, actually. I mean, first of all, I made reservations nearly a week in advance for my wife and I. And when we got there, we waited 30 minutes for our table in the parking lot.
Well, it's Friday night. You know, Friday nights are pretty busy.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I made reservations. And then when we did get seated, we got a table, like, in the back by the restrooms.
I'll tell you what, even though you sound a little picky to me, I'm going to offer you, if you want to come back again, I'll give you and your wife a free appetizer, like the jalapeno poppers.
I don't think it's picky to expect to have a clean table and drinks and food.
Well, he cleaned the table, right?
A timely matter. Well, hold on.
I mean, you had been in the parking lot. You wanted in quickly, so we got you in, and then he got you
quickly. 30 minutes after we got there, and I made a reservation. That's not quickly.
Well, he could have made you wait in the parking lot while he cleaned the table.
You don't wait 30 minutes when you make a reservation. That's why you make a reservation. Well, and there were people at the damn table when we got there. So, no, I don't want your jalapeno poppers.
The hell's your problem? I mean, this is a common practice. They clean the table for you.
My problem, I could smell people going to the bathroom while I had my freaking cocktail. That's my problem.
Oh, speaking of cocktails, it's no wonder they couldn't keep up with your drinks. You all drink like fish.
That's none of your damn business, all right?
You don't deserve to eat at our restaurants. I've changed my mind. No poppers for you.
Oh, good. Fine. I don't want.
Not only this restaurant, but all our restaurants—the Mexican, the seafood, the steak restaurant—none of them. You're banned.
Oh, man, it's good. I'm not interested in your damn restaurant. All right.
Hey, James.
What?
Your wife's name is Linda, right?
Well, how the hell did you know that?
Because she asked us to call you. It's not the restaurant. It's Dean and Raj, and it's the birthday scam. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and it was Dean that was in the bathroom that smelled so bad, by
Sorry.
The way.
Sorry. I have an issue.
Holy crap, man.
Tell Linda we called. It's all a prank, and we wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. That was pretty good. Thanks.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.